Good morning. It's May 31st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Spirit of Power. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I can only think of three times in my life when I was really afraid. The first was when I was about 10 years old and our Lido 14 capsized in the Houston Ship Channel. There was a race going on and a group of what I perceived as huge boats slicing through the water headed right for us. That was the last thing I remember seeing before struggling to the surface, battered by waves and trapped beneath the mainsail. The next time I remember being truly afraid was after the death of a newborn 30 years ago. The Texas Medical Association board review found that I was not responsible, but there was a subsequent lawsuit and tremendous angst over a long period. My grief for the couple was coupled with my paralyzing fear of losing everything, my house, possessions, savings, my children's futures, my family's security, all because our civil justice system left defendants open to damages that were not solely based on treatment issues, but on emotional trauma, and thus could be absurdly high. The third time I was truly afraid was only a few years ago, when I was terrified that I had lost the love and perhaps had never had the respect of someone I loved unconditionally. Paul tells Timothy that while we are not given a spirit of fear, we are given the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Fear, of course, can be a legitimate and useful emotion. That's what fight or flight is all about on a primal level, and fear can work to keep us safe. But Paul isn't talking about our emotions. He's talking about the character of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling spirit enables us to approach life with power, love, and a sound mind. A spirit of power, of course, enables us to influence our own circumstances, resist temptation, and make choices with confidence. A spirit of love is the primary means by which we can exercise that power and influence other people. Sound mind, in Greek, is sophronismos and literally means moderation or self-control. Recall that love and self-control are two of the fruits of the Spirit spoken of in Galatians. A spirit of self-control under the sail of the capsized Lido 14 would have meant staying calm, treading water, and waiting for my dad. In litigation, self-control might have meant exercising another fruit of the Spirit, patience, and not going off half-cocked when feeling unjustly accused. Regarding the fear of losing a relationship in my last example above, the spirit of power, love, and sound mind have allowed me to seek first to understand before speaking. It would have allowed me to think before reflexively defending myself. It would have allowed me to lovingly focus on the needs and feelings of the other person, not on myself. Christians once again have an advantage over others when it comes to fear. We have a Savior who promises, "Fear not, for I am with you always." Isaiah 41:10, 43:5, Jeremiah 46:28. Christ is present specifically in the form of the Spirit, whom we can call on as our helper, who indwells us ever since our rebirth. All of us are afraid from time to time. Dwelling on that fear and letting it control us is called worry, and Christ told us in no uncertain terms not to do that, Matthew 6:25. When you find yourself afraid, pause and call upon the power, love, and level-headedness that God has promised you. Recall the verses that reassure you, no matter what the threat in this world, the God of the universe has your back every second. How could you be more secure than you in Christ and He in you? For He Himself has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Hebrews 13:5. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. Deuteronomy 31:6. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Psalm 46:1-2. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. Fear Him who, after He has killed, has power to cast into hell. Luke 12:5. Father God, we love you. Forgive us in our fear of daily occurrences. How easy it is for us to forget the promises you have made. We have eternity before us, and this life only to demonstrate your love to those who don't yet know it. When we fear, Lord, remind us to call on the Spirit you have put into us, that we might draw on that power, that love, and that calm demeanor. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.